Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's on the way right after this.
Now, with tips on how to help women achieve an orgasm, here's Morgan Freeman.
What?
Let me see. Damn.
Tips on how to help women achieve an orgasm with Morgan Freeman has been canceled.
Thank you very kindly.
Thank you very kindly.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
There's a strip of paper. If you look at the top of it,
impossible.
No, it's not impossible. You just need to do it yourself.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, chick. We're back.
Welcome back to the Bob
Some
and Tom
of us are
Show.
Back.
And Tom's descent into madness continues.
No, Willie got this new coffee. It took me 10 minutes to figure out how to open it.
10 minutes!
And then I got that done, and then I couldn't get the creamer open.
You know, on...
I love my dairy farmers. Could they please put cream in something that you can open up?
You and Big Dairy. Will you guys back me up? Aren't there the perforated lines? You pull the tab and the whole thing comes off?
I would have thought, but I've not seen this container.
I don't know what container. Is it like a milk, old-fashioned milk container?
Don't you find it already embarrassing that there's a person on staff who pre-opens your cream for you? And apparently, bless her heart, she missed this one. And now here you are complaining about it.
Well, you know where the cream goes.
Shake your sugar up there,
buddy. You know where the cream goes.
Up your ass.
Subtle.
It rises to the top, I know
No,
that.
It goes into Godwin.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's where all the cream is.
Is that where you've been? You were late.
Pat, is he right? Is it hard to open those things?
It is hard to open them, yeah.
Impossible.
He just shook his head.
I thought
no.
You were asking about me taking all the cream.
Oh, no, we already know the answer to that.
Yeah. I love cream.
Oh, not only is there two perforated lines going down
right.
On the top. It says... three triangles that point down.
Pull here.
And it says pull.
But you have to get your fingernail underneath the...
Oh, what a chore.
No, I just whipped it off. Okay, sorry.
How do you...
Just use that pinky Coke nail of yours.
that's the one.
Come on.
Not the 70s anymore, Josh.
I can't. I lost it in a hooker's ass last night.
There it is. We got him riled up.
Wow, subtle.
Are you happy now?
Real subtle.
What a big man.
No, see, I keep a pair of scissors in there so I can open this stuff, and someone's moved them.
Dude, somebody stole my scissors out of my desk. So
wait a minute.
There is a scissor thief.
I am going to get one of those chains like guys have in their wallets, chain the scissors so I can open up the cream.
Exactly. I took six pair of scissors home yesterday.
Oh, did you?
No doubt.
I'm calling the Cutco people.
That's
I need some quality scissors for the creamer.
Cut to chick. He goes home and he opens a filing cabinet just full of 50 scissors.
Yep.
And there's a top cabinet with 50 more scissors.
Oh, yeah. I have scissors planted all over my house in special places.
I'm sure you do.
He does.
I got the laundry room scissors. I got the dog room scissors.
Every room has
bathroom scissors.
What?
A pair of scissors. Every room has its own vacuum.
Oh, Al's just shaking his head looking
there.
At you like
oh, hey,
you're
Al.
Nuts.
Hey, guys. Hey.
It's Al Jackson. Let's do the
What's
Jetsons
up?
Theme. Meet Al Jackson. Bum, bum, ba-dum. Al, we're going to quiz you today. I hope you can hear great today, okay?
I can. Yesterday is my 45th birthday, so my hearing's going.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Old man, I love it. I feel like I'm officially like, this is my silver birthday. Let's do it.
Now, are you doing something different with your hair today?
I didn't brush it.
It looks good, though. Are you getting a little salt and pepper in there?
Oh, yeah. I've been, you know, the lower I cut it, you can't really tell, but it started to come in. And I'm not going to fight it. I think every man has to decide. I did for a little while, and then it's just like, I don't want, like, I can't. I don't want to be the dude that's got jet black hair in his 70s. So
I'm fighting.
Hey,
easy.
You know?
Yeah, but I mean, then do you want to be Grady from Sanford and Son?
What's wrong with that?
You got to make your choice.
No, that's fine.
You know what it is? I feel like the guys that decide to go gray are letting the world know that I no longer am interested in like being considered sexy by half of the population. Like I'm concentrated on being sexy for like the people that are 41 and up. And I understand that now if I ever walk in a venue where it's mostly like people in their late 20s, they'll be like, I think somebody's dad's here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I'm here. I'm very happy with that. I'm okay.
Now, Al, I hope you can hear this carefully. This is something from a new from Beyonce. And I am not especially, familiar with her work. I remember her from one of the Austin Powers movies, certainly.
Well, and then she was in Destiny's Child, she and Michelle Obama.
That's
and,
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's not good. True. Yeah.
I'm going to play this for you, just a tiny little snippet, and see if you can figure this out. Ready? Here we go.
There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth.
And now, if I'm hearing it correctly, there are a whole lot of people in the house.
Yes.
Yeah. Something about trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth.
That's right.
Let's hear it again.
There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth.
Now, what is that? Is it trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth?
No, Tom, we covered this. Now, I know you heard Beyonce's voice and you got a little flustered. You know, you're like, I might not know this, but Tom, if you just break down the yak, we learned that it is a type of drink. What is that shortened for? What is the full this. Word for yak?
Oh, boy.
It's the second syllable.
Telly Savalas used to advertise for this on the back of Playboy magazines.
Mm-hmm. He did?
Yeah.
He did the Players Club?
He did do Players Club, yeah.
He did.
And he also advertised
a popular type of whiskey, I believe. It's from France, traditionally.
Oh, this isn't Cristal, is it?
No.
No, yak is the second syllable.
I'm lost.
Cognac.
Sorry, yeah, I've never had it. I don't know.
It's made from champagne, though. Very good.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it again. So it's
just a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth.
Is she saying
smoking and drinking cognac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like a good night.
It sure does.
Sounds like a party, man.
Yes, I thought smoking yak was a reefer reference.
No. I do kind of want reefer to come back just so Tom can say that he was ahead of his time with it, because you stuck with reefer,
yeah,
and waited for it to come back in style like bell bops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it's here's a little bit more of Beyonce.
Oh, baby, you won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
It's got like very like 90s kind of Miami sound. It's very fun.
Sounds like
absolutely.
Man, more hooks than the tackle box.
Yeah.
Boy, that's
I think it's got a nice groove.
Yes,
reminds
it
me
does.
Of Dua Lipa.
Like, I want to dance. I want to have fun music.
Yeah.
And we'll just do it like that.
Hey Al, Beyonce sounds like Dua Lipa. That's what Tom just said.
It sounds just like that. What was that song? I'm
levitating.
It's
not your favorite song.
Same groove.
Your favorite song ever. Yeah.
I love that.
You know what is interesting though is like you never think about how streaming affects like fan bases, because you know like there was always a period of time where you had your music, your parents had their music, and it was kind of separate, and you associated that music with your parents. But now I'll look at my daughter and she'll be listening to TLC. And it's a song that came out 25 years ago, but it's new to her. And since it's available on streaming, all of these kind of 90s artists, they kind of have that sound that you're hearing, that kind of fast paced, kind of like dance, just like one or two kind of hooks. It's all kind of still there and relevant because people like my daughter are like discovering it for the first time.
It's also all about movies. And all about TV shows. And the big one right now is Stranger Things bringing back the Kate Bush song.
Right.
That's huge.
That thing's everywhere.
Yep.
Isn't my little sister, crazy?
Mm-hmm. Al, my little sister is 15. And so she's that age where she kind of wants nothing to do with me. I'm not very cool anymore. But the other day I saw she was listening to Kanye West. And I go, oh, have you heard Kanye's early stuff? And she hadn't. And for one brief moment, I was cool in the eyes of a teenage girl. And I love having that feeling again, you know?
Yeah. Those are going to be fleeting, but yeah, that's what the internet does.
Better Kanye than R. Kelly.
Yes. See you later, R. Kelly.
You're welcome.
That big 30.
different takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Al Jackson, happy birthday, Al. Happy birthday to Sally, by the way. My daughter Sally having a birthday today. And Al, you can educate me a little bit today with more more lingo from contemporary culture. What have you got?
All right, Tom, let me ask you a question. If somebody says, yeah, Tom, unfortunately, they threw a football number at him, what do they mean?
Wow.
They threw a football number at him.
Chick, do you have any idea what this means?
I don't.
Does this involve money?
No.
What does it involve? Not. Jail time?
Time.
Look at the big brain on Christy.
Ah.
Yes. I mean, when you look at it, you know, R. Kelly, perfect example. Yeah.
So it's that, like, seven plus years.
30.
Oh, is it because of is it because of yards? He'll be spending a lot of time in the yard.
No.
Jersey number.
No, point.
Jersey number.
It reminds you, jersey numbers. Yeah, because he's out in the yard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait,
I need to understand the yard thing before we can move on.
Like prison yard.
Football is a game of yards.
Oh, so you're thinking like the longest yard.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, they're 10 yards and a first down.
So a football number would be anything between, say, 0 and 99.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but football numbers are more like 7, 14, 28.
30?
Like you could, yeah, 30, it's not good. Football numbers are not like, oh, I did 6 months in the county. Like, you know, you want to get those prison sentences that, like, the women from the college scandal got. Those were dope. Mm-hmm. Those, like, 9 days. I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, black men even understand that, like, you can get a number in a single digit. It's like, you're going to serve 9 days. That's amazing.
So they threw
Who's your lawyer?
They didn't throw a football number.
That's right.
No. Okay. That's good to know. Okay. Thank you very much. Once again, Al Jackson is our guest. Al is a distinguished comedian, and he is one of the hosts of DBA, Daily Blast Live. DBL, excuse me, Daily Blast Live. And
DBA is doing business ass.
Sorry. What else have you got over there, Al?
Tom, I want to go to something, and, you know, this is one that's near and dear to my heart because I actually used to say it all the time. But Tom, when I say that I'm over here doing what it do, Tom, what am I telling you that's happening?
I'm over here doing what it do?
Doing what it do.
Doing what you do.
You said it too slow. It needs to be faster. I'm over here doing what it do. Say it fastly.
I'm doing what I do.
Yeah. Doing what it do. Not you.
I'm doing what it do.
Yeah. Okay, I say it fast.
I see. I'm over here, as you can see, Josh, clearly I'm over here doing what it do.
You sure are. Yeah, good for you.
Okay, does this involve shampoo?
Shampoo?
Are you washing your hair a little? No?
No. You're over there
fixing
you're
your
over
do?
There with company. Oh. Not necessarily in the throes.
Oh, I see.
You're letting somebody know that, like, lose my number for tonight because your homies would be like, dude, why don't you come out? You can't talk because you're on the phone, kind of right in front of the party. You're like, I'm over here doing what I do.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's so very like
leave me alone. Like, hey. There's a potential romantic interlude happening here, and I'm hoping I'm hoping to get a football number with this young lady.
You don't want a football number.
69.
Yeah.
That work for you, Christy? No? Okay.
Sorry. You missed the... Never mind.
Okay. I'm doing what I do.
Tom, that wasn't bad.
I'm doing what I do. Have you heard that,
Tom,
Willie?
Tom, can you use a yak and doing what I do in a sentence before you take us home?
Well, I would take your call right now, but right now I'm doing what I do with this... young person over here, and he or she,
of age.
He or she, depending on what the situation
of age, yes.
Yes, of course. Is drinking some yak and smoking some reefer.
Is it me or at some point shouldn't he be getting just a little better? Mm-hmm.
You know what, chick? It ebbs and flows. We'll have two great weeks where I'm like, I think we might be done here, and then just a couple weeks we forget all our basics. It's like if you mix the Karate Kid and 50 First Dates, where like he learns and then it goes away.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm drinking that yak. Don't talk back.
I love that.
That's something.
He's redeemed himself.
I think maybe his hat isn't doing him any favors, the sort of pink Bahamas hat. I think from now on, when Al calls in, we should get you like a fitted Yankees cap and you could put some Tim's on. Yeah, really lean in. Try to find your voice.
You know what Tim's are, Tom?
I don't.
Tim's? Get you a pair of Tim's.
What are Tim's?
Al, tell
Tom,
me.
You know this.
You know
Tom,
this.
We went over, like...
Is it referencing someone famous named Tim?
Oh, geez.
It's like an LSD reference?
It's a pair of Tim Kavanaugh's. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, someone famous.
Kavanaugh.
you know any shoe brand that has the Tim in the first syllable?
Oh, I don't know anything about shoes. Timberlakes? Timberlands?
Close, yeah.
Timberlands. There you
Very
go.
Good.
And what are Timberland famous for?
Work boots are real popular.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Not the New York guys wear them?
They've come in and gone out and come in and come
Al
in.
Al is just giggling to himself.
I was.
Al, do you have any...
reference to a guy named Tim? Like, that didn't do anything for y'all?
Al,
that was mine.
Al, do you have any Allbirds?
Do I have any what?
Allbirds shoes.
No, what is that?
Oh, I'll have to get you a pair. What size shoe
Can
do you
I
wear?
Know about Allbirds? I need some Allbirds.
What size shoe do you wear?
13.
Oh, that's Ooh. Very impressive.
They're all, they're all merino wool. Mm. There are several different categories, but my favorites are
Chick turned me on to them. I literally have 8 pairs now, so it's my favorite thing. I wear them every day.
Yeah, they're very comfortable.
Okay. Thanks, Al. The next time you serve your lady friend a little bit of cognac, give her the, baby, here's your yak. Don't talk back.
I think we would be more successful if we would teach you Old West speak.
I like that.
I'll do that next week, Chick.
Me and my lady
Al,
friend.
Please do, baby, here's your yak. Don't talk back. We just have to hear how it goes.
Yeah.
You're going to thank me.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. All right. Yeah, I just got off the phone with Josh. Yeah, he's not going to come over tonight. So, baby, here's your yak. Don't talk back.
How would your baby respond, do you think?
She'd be like, I don't feel well. I'm going to call another man. I'm going to call a man that doesn't say that to me.
Yeah. How strange.
Thank you very much, Al Jackson.
See you, man. Yeah,
talk to you soon, Al. You're the best. I didn't have a good day today, sir.
Now, before we move forward, is what I'm seeing on the menu board for our guest, is that true? Josh, don't turn around. Okay. Wouldn't you be upset?
When did that get added?
Is that coming up today? Is that really today?
I'm looking at the sheet here. What day is today?
All right,
today's
Josh.
Thursday.
Oh, it is there. I had looked at the sheet today.
I'll be leaving early.
We're being joined by comedian Greg Warren. I'm so excited.
Alleged comedian.
Okay, well.
What are we going to learn about today?
He's not here, right?
Coffee?
I don't know. I don't know if he's here.
Oh, no.
I'm going to talk about cranberry juice.
The history of the
Super Bowl.
Ever wonder where Nestle's Quick came from?
Like a book
we're all fascinating topic. Yeah. Bobcat Goldthwait is here with us. Once again, good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning.
Weren't you featured in?
Oh, yeah.
Hot to Try.
Yeah, right out of the gate, bring up my porn past.
No, that's not what I meant. I was just trying to be.
No, that's friendly. All right.
He loves it. He's not.
I'm not making that up, Bob.
You don't finish a Hot to Try and go, wow, we're not going to get one better than that.
No.
You know, I'm kind of.
I know you think he's being a smart aleck, but he loves talking horses. Yeah. He really does.
Yeah, if I was Tom Hanks, you'd be going, hey, I really love Turner. And Hooch.
Well,
that's nice that you went Oscar.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Bobcat Goldthwait is our guest. I truly did.
Like it? Hot to Try? All right. Well, that put me in comedy jail. That movie.
Yeah, I like goofy movies.
I didn't see Phantom Menace or the Attack of the Clones because I'm 40 years old and I've been laid. So Star Wars, The Lord of the Rings, you know, none of that stuff really. But like a jerk, I went to the Star Wars re-release, and they had added a couple scenes with the computer-generated image of Jabba the Hutt, right? Uh-huh. And like, I'm a nerd, but this audience is like uber nerds who had memorized every damn frame of the movie, and they go nuts when Jabba the Hutt shows up, because he's a computer-generated Jabba the Hutt. I don't know what their beef is, but they're like going, fake. Fake. This is true. Fake. Like the movie's gonna go, oh, you caught us. And finally, I snap. I go, yeah, Jabba's fake. He's not like the real Chewbacca. Listen, you nerds, this is all fake. It's in outer space. None of it happened. And if it did happen, there wouldn't be any explosions because outer space is a vacuum. And that means it's void of oxygen. And in order to create a fire, you need oxygen. In fact, in real space, the sound can't even travel in a pure vacuum. You would just have spaceships silently firing missiles into other craft, and they would implode and spin off course. That's the worst thing that could happen, you nerd. Actually, that's not what I really said.
I know what you really said.
I thought, you know, later on, I'm much clever. What I really said was, have any of you nerds ever seen a vagina? Could you pick a vagina out of a police lineup? If I had a vagina and a donut and a mop, could you tell me the difference between these things? Because the day you actually see one, you're going to throw that stormtrooper cookie jar right out the window. You're going to go, what was I thinking about? I go, I don't know. We've been trying to tell you about it for years.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.